Welcome to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, 8th Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Mulvey reflects on issues and events facing Catholics and people of all faiths.
Good morning, South Texas, and welcome to Our Shepherd's View on this sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm Barbara Little here with Bishop Michael Mulvey, and today we will hear and discuss the Gospel of St. Mark. Please stay with us and we will be right back.
In today's world, and especially here in South Texas, many people struggle with chronic diseases and food insecurity. Let's all help by donating canned goods, dry goods, and non-perishables that are low in fat and sugar and sodium and are otherwise diabetic friendly. Catholic Charities will conduct a 40 cans for Lent drive through April 3rd. During this time, gather your family, school, parish, and community to help those in need. All donated food items will benefit the Catholic Charities food pantries, including the Flower Bluff location. This season of Lent is a good opportunity to put into action our love for God and our neighbor. For more information, call Catholic Charities 361-884-0651 or visit catholiccharitiescc.org.
Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. Good morning, Bishop, and how are you this morning?
I'm very good. How are you, Barbara?
I'm fine, thank you.
Greetings to everyone who's listening today.
Yes, well,
we've heard from people from South Africa, I've heard from a lot of people recently, so greetings to everyone wherever you are.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Not just locally here, but across the globe.
That's wonderful. Well, and today is February 14th, so it is Valentine's Day.
Right.
But it's also, this is our last Sunday in Ordinary Time because Ash Wednesday is this week.
Right. And I want to, I don't know if our generation or the generation that will be receiving their recognitions for marriage today would understand this, but a shout out to all of you who on this Valentine's Day are at the parishes. We're not able to do it in the cathedral this year, but in the parishes who are receiving certificates and recognition for the fidelity to 25 years, 50 years, 60, sometimes 70 years of marriage. So God bless each one of you, and thank you for your fidelity to God and to each other. Mm-hmm. And you really are a rock of faith and presence in our communities and in our parishes and the diocese. So thank you, and God bless each one of you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to see. We'll see that in our parishes today. Well, our gospel this morning is from St. Mark, so if we could prepare our hearts and mind to hear his word.
This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I think all of us, as we've been hearing these Gospels for many, many years, you know, we always hear about the lepers. But what I didn't realize when I was researching this is that because of the affliction that the leper had on his skin, he's restricted from any participation in the community, and he's regarded as untouchable. So while many people think that he's unclean because of his visible affliction. Jesus doesn't, because he sees the humility inside this man.
Yes, I mean, you've summed it up quite well. There's, I did a little research before the program, but there are different types of leprosy, but in the cases that we see here, there's where the two kind of merge together, because it was kind of a developing disease, which was incurable, as you said. I think it's nodular leprosy is what you see on the outside, where the skin begins to show signs with lumps, and you can imagine. I mean, we've seen movies where these things, where leprosy is portrayed, but also the internal, where it hits the nervous system and the muscles, and people become kind of without feeling in different parts of their bodies. So that was the true leprosy that in many cases that Jesus saw. That's basically what was happening, both the external, visible, but also the pain and the agony of the internal as well. And of course, they were untouchable. They were not accepted. I think, with the gospel, when we read these gospels, it's always dangerous for us to just say, well, we've already cured all of that and there is no more leprosy. Well, we need to be careful. There is leprosy around, and that's still something that's out there infrequently, but it is there. But what other kinds of leprosy are there? Mm-hmm. What other kind of diseases are there? What other kind of untouchables in our own experience are there that we define, not so much the law or our laws, our civil laws or any other kind of laws, but ourselves? What do we consider an untouchable? Sometimes it might be very, very clear in our mind. Sometimes it could be a hidden prejudice. And I think the word prejudice is something that we look at, because not only was this created as a law, the untouchables, you could not touch these people, and you as a leper couldn't touch. That's what the disturbance was here. They could not approach Jesus. They could not approach anyone. Mm-hmm. All they could do is put a can out in front of them at a distance and hope people would toss a coin in. But they could not ask. They couldn't approach. They certainly couldn't touch. That's an extreme case. But I think we need to ask ourselves and to be honest with ourselves. And especially since this week is Lent coming up, Ash Wednesday is this coming Wednesday. Maybe a question for Lent for us could be, who are the ones that I consider untouchable in my life? An examination of conscience, because that's Lent's about conversion. Lent is not, and I said that pretty strongly, and I want to say it again, it is not about giving up something. It is not. That has become a practice. But if we do give up something, the reason we give it up is to make us more aware of other things. It's to deprive us of something, to also show us, expose to us, or to call us to a deeper conversion to Jesus, to the gospel, to the word of God, and to our neighbor. So a question for this Lent is, who do I consider to be the untouchables of my life? Is it a family member that has offended me, who doesn't think like I think, who is abrasive, who is too merciful, in my opinion? Mm-hmm. Who is that person? Or who is that person in society? And I think from what we've been through, is it the person of the other party, political party? Is it person who carries on with a certain attitude, or, there's so many things. But if we are to follow Jesus Christ, he reached out to the leper. As the leper approached him, he reached out to him. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very beautiful, that little exchange there, that we see that the leper came to him and he knelt down before him. And I would say, brothers and sisters, it wouldn't hurt us during Lent to kneel down in front of Jesus Christ. Do not tell him what you need. Do not tell him your problems. Do not complain to him. Kneel down in front of Jesus Christ and say, if you wish, you can make me clean. If you wish, you can help me. If you wish, you can help me to soften my heart against this group of people, that group of people, cure me of this mentality that I've rooted myself in that's making me miserable on one case. Help me. And I know that we will hear, moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I do will it, be made clean. Mm-hmm. At that moment, I would say that's a prayer. If we just took that verse from the first chapter of Mark, verse 40, use that as our Lenten prayer. If you want to, you can help me in this area that I have created, perhaps by my prejudice or whatever. But then we have to cooperate with it. Mm-hmm. Ask him to soften our hearts. And when people hear the word soft, I don't mean, again,
roll
to be over. Kind of mushy about it. I mean to be in the sense that I can open my heart to be a contributing factor, a contributing person to a better society, a better community, a community that can create an environment of fraternity. And this further on in the readings, but this is what we need today, to not look at everybody as a leper. As you said, what Jesus saw in the man was as a human being. Mm-hmm. And because we are in a kind of fashion world, because we're in a Hollywood world, because we're all about the perfect body, the perfect this, the perfect hairstyle, the perfect glasses, the perfect clothing, anyone who doesn't fit those categories somehow becomes untouchable to me and less human. That is the tragedy, I think, in many ways of our society. We make people out to be less human than I am. We cannot see the humanity of people. And it's there. But we have to do as Jesus did. He showed pity. He stretched out his hand. He touched them. And he said, I want to be your brother. I want to be with you. I want to show you mercy. I want these things. I do want to be with you. And I think, once we get to know a person from that perspective, it's a totally different experience. And I have some experiences that I want to share after the break.
Well, and one thing that I wanted to say is we've been reading this, and we talked about how the lepers were just kind of the scourges of society, is what courage it took this man to do this.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean,
he was breaking the law.
Yes, he was breaking the law, and he knew, but yes. So, yeah. I mean, what courage, and I think in our own lives for Lent, too, is we need to have the courage. I mean, we're not fearful of God to kneel down in front of him, but there are a lot of ways that we need to show courage.
Well, in many ways, you're very good. That's a very good point. That courage to break away from the mold that I live in and to do something different, away from what my group may think is kosher or whatever you want to say or the way to do things, but to break away from that with courage and reach out to this person that is in need because it's a brother or sister. It's a person with whom I share humanity, I share humanity. And in that sense, as our Holy Father has spoken to us in the letter Fratelli Tutti, we're all brothers and sisters, regardless of what I may think we are.
That's right. We are going to take a short break, and when we return, we will continue our conversation. Please stay with us, and we will be right back.
The Schoenstatt families of Corpus Christi invite you to their annual spring rummage sale, which previously has been a two-day event, but will span 3 days this year because of the smaller crowds due to social distancing. The dates are Thursday through Saturday, March 25th through 27th, at the Schoenstatt Movement Center, 4343 Gaines Street. Thursday will be Early Bird Day from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. The hours on Friday and Saturday will be 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Featured will be indoor and outdoor furniture, appliances, and much more. For donation, early bird, and other information, please call the office, 361-992-9841.
Welcome back to our Shepherd's View. Well, Bishop, before the break, we were talking about the leper and how he had such courage. And then you were also telling us that our Lenten prayer should be kneeling down in front of Jesus and say, "If you wish," and then what it is that we know or our is our leprosy. But you said you also had some stories for us that you wanted to share.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying, you know, if you wish, give me the courage to do what I want to do and what I need to do that will make me more whole as a human being, which may be to reach out to that person that I've considered to be a leper. That makes me more whole when I can do that. Yeah, there were a couple of things over the last few months that I think this gospel can speak to in action. During the summer, I met with a group of people, and we met with some people that are homeless. But I mean, of course, have to do the social distancing is always hard. But to sit there and just listen to them, what is their experience? Where do they come from? Where do they, you know, with their family? And but it was a wonderful thing. It was a wonderful experience for me to sit there and, you know, it was around Mother Teresa shelter as well that we're serving so beautifully there as well. But just to say, who are you? I mean, it's such a simple thing. Who are you? And what are you experiencing? So it was very powerful. But the experience is, that was back in July, I think, right after Christmas, I think, or maybe right before Christmas, one of the people that was with me went to a small restaurant around here. And one of those three persons, we asked for three people instead of have the whole group. We had three of the people who were homeless that were there. But this man was working in the restaurant. And so they recognized each other, and he said, "I just want to thank the church for being there for us, for me." He said, "Now I have a job, and I've earned enough money to have a place to stay, and I'm hoping in the next few months to be able to be reunited with my family in another city."
Oh.
I mean, you know, if we only see a person as a leper in the worst language that we can— He's a person. And so anyway, they made a little video and showed it to me. I have it on my phone, and it's just a very powerful experience. The other one was just recently, and I was not going to say where, but I will, and the people involved, but Father Pete Elizardo at the cathedral. I'm sorry, Father Pete, if you're—well, you're not listening because you're running between two churches saying Mass. You won't hear this, if you remember, I think a few weeks ago, right at the end of Christmas, it was a Sunday that was very, very bad weather and raining, and usually on that Sunday they take out the Christmas decorations from the church and sweep and all that stuff, and people, of course, he was afraid some couldn't get there, so— So there were some people that were around the area. He has a good rapport with people that are on the streets and call them his brothers and sisters. So anyway, he invited them to come in. But the tragic part was some of them said, "Well, we can't come in." He said, "Why can't you come into the cathedral, into the church?" "Well, we're not allowed." "Well, why are you not allowed?" "Well, we're just not allowed." He said, "This is your home. What do you mean you're not allowed?" So anyway, he invited them in, and they took down the trees, the poinsettias, they swept, they cleaned the church, and they were so happy. I mean, again, you know, this, they're, you know what, I think we need to, now there's other issues that are problematic,
absolutely.
So I'm just saying, but
right.
there were some that were really there, and they just wanted to help. So I think, you know, but that's the courage to break away from what we would see as the norm and really do things for them. And I know some people have told me other experiences which are powerful. You know, some don't want help, but we still try it whatever way we can. I know you go to Mother Teresa shelter as well, so we see all sorts. But just to see, it's not every leper that Jesus touched. It was not everyone that approached him. But certainly when that happens, to have the courage and the wisdom to be a friend to people. And sometimes we think unless we can totally change their situation, you know, it's not worth it. But no, just to connect with people is really a beautiful thing.
And you know how sad when a few of them said to Father Pete, we're not allowed to come in.
No,
not allowed.
Well, and he announced that at the church the other day at the end of Mass, so I was very struck by that, too. Yeah.
Because he said the blessing at the for the Thanksgiving meal in front of, you know, and talked to everybody who was standing in line and prayed over them and said, you are my brothers and sisters.
Right.
We are
right.
all brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Right. And it's not just with people that are without homes, but it's, you know, different races, different religions, people with no religion. I mean, we have to find a way, if we are true evangelizers with the mission to bring the love of God, to bring the truth of Jesus, then we have to start with simple relationships. And that's what Jesus did. He didn't expect anything from this leper. Mm-hmm. The only thing the leper hoped for was, if you want, you can make me clean. If you want, it's up to you. But what he was really asked, could you be my friend? Mm-hmm. And I think if we could get through the language and the meaning and go into the very heart of the person, this leper, what was he really saying? Yes, he wanted to be cleansed, or that would be the word, to be cleansed. But he also wanted just a friend, because mm-hmm. he was isolated. He couldn't talk to the others. He couldn't talk to Jesus. He couldn't talk to anybody. He just wanted, and I think with the pandemic we're all experiencing, could you just be my friend?
Right.
Could you just talk to me? Could you acknowledge me? And when you think about it, we've all experienced it in these months, what it's like to not be acknowledged. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm sure many that are listening, how many days have you spent at home during the pandemic and no one's even called to say hello? Mm-hmm. And in other words, and maybe we don't say it, but the anxiety inside, could somebody just be my friend? Mm-hmm. And I think in beyond the physical, this is what the leper was saying.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody know that I'm alive or how I'm doing?
Yeah. You know, I know we're running short, and I don't know if you have a question, but I'm going to tell you what I wanted to say, too. I was very struck by the Feast of the Epiphany this year, and I know the Epiphany is the opening of Jesus Christ to the world, that all men and women are to come to him, to be invited to him. But what struck me are the three characters of that story of the Epiphany: Herod himself, who was the king at the time, and the temple officials, they were the high priest and the scribes, and then the magi. So if we look at all three, the way they responded to the star. In other words, mm-hmm. here is the light that will take you to Bethlehem, that will take you to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ, as we're now in ordinary time trying to understand Jesus more, and then entering into Lent and Easter, etc. So the whole life of Jesus is told us. But what were the reactions of those three? Herod was hateful because Jesus threatened him. He didn't even know who he was. He was a baby. But if these men were saying, where is the king of the Jews? Where is this newborn king? When Herod heard king, well, I'm the king. So this person was a threat to him. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we can, without saying it, because we can kneel in front of Jesus all day long, but he can still be a threat, because his words are powerful. His words call for change, conversion. I don't say change, but I won't say change, but call for a conversion of heart, which we've just talked about. Mm-hmm. And that can be hard. Mm-hmm. And so we become like Herod in front of Jesus saying, well, I'm okay praying to you, but don't ask me anything more. So we have to be careful. The second group were the ones of the temple officials. Well, they had all the answers. They knew the scriptures. They were the official interpreters, the high priests and the scribes. And they said, well, he's over in Bethlehem. He's supposed to, when he comes, he's supposed to go to Bethlehem. So like that was their answer, Bethlehem, period. So in a sense, we can be filled with all the answers in religion or faith and be indifferent to who this person and what his word really is. So let's not be indifferent to the call and the conversion coming from the word. The third group were the three magi. Mm-hmm. They kept looking. And so again, for this Lent, going from Epiphany Sunday all the way now leading into Lent, let's look for Jesus. Let's not resist him as Herod did, and let's not be indifferent. Well, I already know my faith. No, you don't. No, you don't. No one does. I don't. I mean, I know, you know, written things, but do I know? The faith is a dynamic thing inside of me. And so the Magi kept looking. In every event during the day, the smallest of things can happen, and we can find God speaking to us in a child. We can find God speaking to us in a mistake that I may make. Mm-hmm. We can have a true conversion by turning our hearts away from somebody, by not showing mercy. If we're listening, the Magi kept following that star. They were listening to where it was leading and even understood, don't go back to Herod. Don't right. go back to the high priest and the scribes. Go on and keep looking. And I would just say for this Lent and for the rest of our lives, let's keep looking, keep listening, keep open, and the Word of God will guide us. Get to know the Word of God and let it guide you. In Psalm, I believe it's 119, your word is a light to my path, to walk the road of life with the Word of God as our guide.
You know, I was thinking you were talking about the Magi and the star, but we had the opportunity this year in December where the two planets aligned and mm-hmm, they called mm-hmm. it the Bethlehem Star. And yeah. it was so beautiful and so bright. Mm-hmm. And to just think about that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and follow
right.
that.
Yeah.
Because it's something that isn't going to happen for a very long period
right.
of time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, yeah, that's true. I heard about it. I never got out and saw it. But anyway, it's a beautiful thing.
I saw him getting close.
Okay.
So, but yeah, a wonderful message for us, Bishop. And I think I love this. If you wish, help me with this. If you wish and want me to do this, help
yeah.
me with this.
Yeah. Bring
a very
me closer.
Simple,
yeah. Yeah.
A very simple prayer for us yeah. as we start Lent.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the heresies that Pope Francis pointed out in his letter on holiness, a heresy that's returning. I can do it. No, you can't.
No.
You can't heal yourself. And I think this is what the leper realized. He could not. It was incurable. He could not do it himself. So he came to Jesus and said, if you wish, you can do it. That's our prayer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, Bishop. If you could end our session this morning with a prayer and a blessing.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have communicated yourself in your fullness in Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. As we go through life, we always need to reach out to him and say, if you wish, you can be with me, you can heal me, you can be my friend. And he will say to us, I do will it. Be made clean. During this Lenten time approaching, may we reach out to Jesus in everything. Be simple enough to be attentive to his responses in daily life, and to be courageous enough to follow through in our actions. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you and bless our week in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop, and thank you for sharing your Sunday morning with us. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a blessed week.
This has been Our Shepherd's View with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, Bishop of Corpus Christi. If you have questions for the Bishop, write to Our Shepherd's View, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, 78407. Or we invite you to email your questions and comments to osv@klux.org. Our Shepherd's View is a production of CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.